Hello.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. My name is Mike, giving you a brief call from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a poll. We would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. We're not selling anything. Are you registered to vote? I'm sorry.
Yes.
You are. All right. Perfect. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Perfect. Now, what is your age, just for statistical purposes only, with all the respect, I'm sorry?
26.
26. Thank you. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 to 10.
9.
9, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a few options here. Or choices, and you can just pick two, okay? I'm just going to read them to you. We have here protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, healthcare costs, inflation in the economy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
You want me to pick two?
Yes.
Climate change and healthcare.
Healthcare? All right, perfect. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Yeah, I guess disapprove at the moment.
Is that a somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
You know what? Go ahead and put me strongly.
Strongly disapprove?
Yeah.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what do you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Getting worse, is that correct?
Yep, getting worse.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think that they're staying about the same.
Staying about the same, correct?
No, you know what? No, I'm going to say they're getting worse.
Getting worse? Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Complicated topic.
As long as you're being honest, that's no problem. Now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
More rights.
Will you say much more, somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just please say so, okay? So the first one here is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How do you rate that from 0 to 10? I'm sorry, from 0 to 100.
I'm not super familiar with that. I'm not really familiar with that organization specifically.
Okay, that's no problem. I'm just gonna put that as is no opinion, or don't know.
I guess just put me at a 50.
At a what?
50.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Put me at 50%.
50. Okay, no problem. So sorry. The next one here is Donald Trump.
Pro is unfavorable.
No, sorry. Yeah, remember, from 0 to 100, you can pick any number. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Zero.
The next one here is Kamala Harris.
Seventy.
We have here the Democratic Party.
Like 70.
70, correct?
Yep.
We have here the NAACP.
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
80,
thank you. The next one here is Joe Biden.
80,
thank you. We have here Ron DeSantis.
Zero.
And the last one here is Taylor Swift.
like 50.
50?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off. But if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the Republican Donald Trump, Independents Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Are you very, somewhat, not so wary or not at all?
Very.
Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Very simple. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Do you agree with this or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree with this or disagree?
I said agree. I don't know if you heard me.
I didn't hear you. I'm so sorry. Agree. Is that a strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree with this or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree with this or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree with this or disagree?
Agree. Strongly.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you agree with this or disagree?
Agree, somewhat.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree with this or disagree?
agree strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizing peoples whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more, statement A or B?
B.
Is it, do you somewhat more statement B or strongly agree with statement B?
Strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undetermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this being undetermined or under threat, and a 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think this is being treated or undetermined at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The right to bear arms. How will you rate this from 0 to 10?
Like a 3.
A 3, correct?
Yep.
All right, the next one here is freedom to protest the freedom to protest the police or government. From your...
Oh, and 10 is like most in agreement, right? I just want to be.
Yeah, so I'll tell you one more time. So it says, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this being undetermined or under threat, and a 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't think this is being threatened or undetermined at all.
Okay, I got you.
So... freedom to protest the police or government?
Like a 9?
A 9? A commitment to Christian idols? From 0 to 10?
0.
Christian ideals? Okay. Equal economic opportunities for all? From 0 to 10? 10. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting from 0 to 10.
10.
Immigration to this country from 0 to 10.
4.
A 4. And police that treat everyone the same from 0 to 10.
Nine.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, sir. We're almost done here, so I want to thank you so much for your time and for your patience, okay? I'm going to read you only two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, very simple, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you don't agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. It says here, every child in America should have the preparedness them for a better future, but sadly this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How will you rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
A 10. America's democratic institutions have come under several attacks in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights might not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How we rate this from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So let me ask you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation? In just one complete sentence?
Did I give a different answer at the beginning?
I'm sorry?
Did I give a different answer at the beginning?
No. It just says here,
oh.
And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was most responsible for your change in motivation?
My motivation didn't really change. So, stayed about the same.
So nothing really changed. Everything stayed about the same, correct?
Yeah.
Let me put that here. Thank you for being honest. All right. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Some college or college graduate?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never.
How will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Yeah.
All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your patience. You have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your Monday evening. Thank you so much.
Thanks. You too.